Back here on the Mitch Albom Show, well, a very special part of the program here now. We are honored to be joined by a pretty well-known director, Cameron Crowe, who's done such films as Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jerry Maguire, the new one, Vanilla Sky, and the star of Vanilla Sky and a few other films along the way. His name is Tom Cruise. You may remember these flicks.
I feel the need for speed.
Kittredge, you've never seen me very upset.
Raymond, am I using you? Am I using you, Raymond?
Yeah.
Shut up! He is answering a question from a half hour ago.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the
truth. Show me the money!
And Tom Cruise and Cameron Crowe join us here on The Mitch Albom Show. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Great. Great. This was a terrific film.
And, thank you, Mitch.
And Tom, I forgot how good an actor you are. You get caught up in all the movie star stuff, and then this was a very demanding role in which you play not only a cocky publishing magnate at one point who gets all the girls, but then a guy who's disfigured at one point and has to wear a mask at one point. It's almost like three different roles.
Yeah, it was a challenging character.
The notion about being real successful with a good-looking face and having a lot of money, and then all of a sudden having an accident and your face isn't as pretty anymore and having to wonder about it, that has probably run through your mind at some point in the field that you're in. Hey, what if I didn't look like this? Would all these people be nice to me? Would I be having all these same successes?
You know, when I looked at this character, a lot of the stuff that the physical aspect of it, we worked on very hard. You know, a lot of tests to make sure that it looked real. And I just kind of worked on the psychological part of it from the inside out. I mean, when you put that stuff on and you see what people go through, whatever walk of life or however you look, when something like that happens, it's pretty earth-shattering. You know, I'm not someone who spends a lot of time in the mirror, but I spent a lot of time with these doctors. It was very challenging, very challenging character.
There is that moment there where right at the beginning of the film where you look in the mirror and you spot a gray hair and you pluck it out with disgust. And we have all done that, you know. We have all made the exact same face that you made to what is that doing in my head? How'd that gray hair get in my head?
The first time we showed that movie and the scene came up, you heard this kind of nervous chuckle from so many people.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I'm not alone. Okay.
No, that was a classic. Okay? I know who this guy is. Cameron, you guys have obviously worked together before on Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money! I need to feel you, Jerry! Show me the money! Jerry, you better yell! Show me the money!
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
And by the way, when we found out that you were going to be on the call as well, Cameron, both Kenny and I wanted to salute you for one of the great movie lines
greatest
of all time. It's when Spicoli by Sean Penn says, "All I need are some cool buds, some tasty waves, and I'm okay."
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
We've kind of lived our life by that philosophy.
You seem to remember it exactly.
It's frightening, isn't it? The film is almost 20
That's
years
right.
old, and I'm still remembering a line like that.
I am so honored.
Yeah, well, that only goes to show what I do with my time. Cameron,
how about that I remember it too and cherish it?
Yeah, but you wrote it.
Classic character.
Is it true that I read somewhere that you guys actually, that was your first contact, that Tom, you called Cameron after you saw, actually it was Say Anything, I think, the film with John Cusack.
I was hailing him for Say Anything. I saw Say Anything and I walked out. I remember on the streets of New York, and I couldn't stop thinking about the movie, and I couldn't stop thinking about the characters. Lloyd Dobler is just a classic character.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So my father's in the Army. He wants me to join, but I can't work for that corporation. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
I just thought it was so well directed, and I just wanted to call him and tell him congratulations.
It was cool because I remember one of the things that he said was, you know, if you got another part like this, you ever want me to read something, get a hold of me. And I always kind of had that in the back of my mind as this great kind of thing that one day perhaps I could take you up on it, you know? And then Jerry Maguire came along, and I sent Tom the script, Mitch, and he got back to me in like a day and a half and said, I've read this. This is very interesting to me. Let's talk about it.
Wow.
That, I know, it's cool.
Yeah, that has to feel pretty good when Tom Cruise calls you up and says, hey, if you have anything for me, just call.
You want to know what happened? I played it very cool on the phone, and then when I hung up, I jumped up just like involuntarily. I jumped up really high and cracked my head on the top of the doorway. And all the girls that worked in the office that I had worked so hard to be cool in front of lost all respect for me.
Cracking your head on a doorway
really
will
happen.
Do that.
Yeah,
that'll have that effect.
Tried to recover, but it never quite brought me back to
speed.
Did
I tell you, that happened to me when I was offered Taps. I was in New York City, and I hitchhiked home from New York City for a meal that my mom was going to cook for me. And I walked up the driveway, and my mom was looking out the window. And I got on the phone, and I heard that I'd gotten this role in Taps, and I jumped up, and I cracked my head. Door frame. Same
Whoa.
Thing. Happened. Knocked myself out. I was lying on the floor.
Remind me to never stand with you guys in an earthquake.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I'm trying not to get too excited here.
Yeah, apparently you have a proclivity for banging into things.
You
I think
to
I'll
get
stay
movies
away
outside.
From. Yeah, yeah. You
get
need
your
to
movies
film,
outside.
Film
tonight.
Outside. Absolutely. Yeah. Much safer. We're talking to Cameron Crowe and Tom Cruise here from this terrific new film, Vanilla Sky, which is claimed the number one spot in the box office after the first week out. That has to be a very weird thing for both of you because, for better or for worse, your reputations are for making films that do well. And I wonder if there's that pressure when a film comes out. You do it as art, or you do it for the work that you want to be remembered by, and then everyone sits around like watching the election returns and says, you know, let's see how it did in the first or second day if the industry can deem it a success. Tom, you must have to go through that almost every time you open a film.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, actually. It used to not be like that. When you look at classic films like Bonnie and Clyde that came out and at a certain point they pulled the picture and then they could re-release it, where films played longer and it had more time. There's so much at stake now that to try to, you know, recoup the studio's money, that, you know, you have one weekend. I remember in Risky Business, no one knew what was number one or what films did then. And now it's, you know, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, and the thing for you is, like, if it's number two, it's a failure. As if you could make, I don't know, you could make $30 million and come in second to Harry Potter and somehow there's something wrong with Tom Cruise now. We're talking to Tom Cruise and Cameron Crowe, the star and director of Vanilla Sky. The new film was number one in the box office this past week here on the Mitch Albom program. Cameron, haven't seen the other films that you've made, because you only make one like once every 30 years, so it's easy to keep up with your career.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that you could go back and see 10 times and look for little clues, and it's one of those films, I don't want to give too much of it away, but it's one of those films that you're not sure exactly what's real and what isn't.
But I think at its heart, it's a love story that you can relate to the first time you see it. And it's a guy's search for his soul and how to reclaim that incredible moment that happens when you meet someone and you know you could be in love immediately. Yeah.
Of course, most of us aren't dumping Cameron Diaz when we meet the person that we love.
That's
most
right.
of us kind of figure if we hit the
we
Cameron Diaz
we're
level,
okay.
we're just going to stay right there.
Okay.
You know? But David Ames thought he could run that red light one more time.
Well, I suppose
he's definitely a lucky guy that he gets to, you know, in a noble fashion, turn his back on Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, I guess if Penelope Cruz is the person you're turning your back on, it you can understand that. Stay right there, guys. We're going to take a brief break, and then we'll come back. Tom Cruise, our special guest here, Cameron Crowe, director. They have collaborated on Vanilla Sky. Here's a piece of that film as we go to break.
Do you know why you're here?
Conversation, the coffee.
David.
The part where we parry and joust.
Get to know each other bit by bit. No can do. We're going to have to skip that because you've been charged with murder. 4 weeks. The judge will determine your fate. So you will talk to me.
There is no murder. There is no murder!
Album.
Flashback.
To our America's foremost car enthusiast and tonight's show host, Jay Leno. Thanks so much for joining us.
Why, thank you, young people.
I have seen on a lot of the profiles of you that you have an enormous interest in cars, collecting, fixing. And
I like cars, motorcycles, anything that moves.
So like the weekends at the Leno house, you're rolling under the car there with
the grease? Yeah, usually, you know, after work, I go in my garage for an hour or so and screw around.
You got your own garage?
I can see radio pays well. Hey, you have your own garage? Wow. Did you mean you put it inside? Wow.
Yeah. Album! Back here on the Mitch Album program, as we are happy to have Tom Cruise, the one and only, joining us here, along with Cameron Crowe. They have worked together as star and director of the new film Vanilla Sky, which is out in theaters right now, the number one film in the country. Now, Tom, there is an element of this film, too, that there's a character in here who is a novelist who also plays your best friend. And you actually, when you meet Penelope Cruz, you sort of steal her away from him, even though it's their first date. And throughout the course of the movie, his jealousy towards you, he actually points, he says, you're rich, you're famous, you're good looking, you've got all these things. He's constantly making those speeches, and you sort of have this uncomfortable look on your face. You kind of know it's true, so you don't deny it. But on the other hand, you know, you wish that that wasn't the emotion that was coming from someone who was your friend. And I found myself thinking again, there must be some parallels like that with Tom Cruise's real life.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that's true of anybody?
Yeah, I do. And I think
it's
more...
You know what I mean? I mean, it is part of human nature and something that... That happens.
Yeah. How do you know who to trust anymore at your level?
Well, I think, you know, it's funny because I've traveled a lot growing up, and I was always kind of the new kid, you know. And I kind of have a sense of that, you know, of people and their, you know, sometimes I've been fooled. And you just get a feel for it, you know. You really get a feel for it. And I just try to treat people well, no matter what, really. But, you know, you just got to follow your instincts and follow your heart on that. And I think that, you know, it goes back to that whole thing of actions speak louder than words. You know, it's, you know, you hear that your whole life growing up, and you just have to follow that, how people behave. And just, you know, I've been fortunate because I have kind of been lucky, maybe to draw people in that are good people that have helped me a lot, and I've been smart enough to listen to their advice and take it to heart. Mm.
Actor Tom Cruise, star of the latest Vanilla Sky, is on the line with us here on the Mitch Album Show. Also, Cameron Crowe, the director of that film. Tom, is it true that when you first started in acting, you gave yourself a time limit? Like, if I don't make it by a certain point, then I'm going to get out of this and go do something else?
You know, I think that that was more of my mother's sentiment.
And how long was that period of time? Six months?
I think, after a couple of years, she was hoping I'd go to college and do something. But it's kind of wild how fast it happened. I was 19 when I was making Risky Business.
Yeah.
And it just kind of followed from there. It happened very quickly. You know, being young and all of that stuff happening, I've always thought, though, even at that age of, you know, I want to produce movies, I want to, and even then I would, when I did have the opportunity, I wasn't offered a lot of pictures and there wasn't that much opportunity, you know, because also when you're starting out, everyone's trying to tell you who you are before I've actually had an opportunity to define for myself who I felt I was, and I always kind of thought about that I want to be like Jack Lemmon, you know, working the rest of my life, and I've always kind of viewed myself as a working actor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, I had the great privilege of getting to know Jack Lemmon when he played Maury in Tuesdays with Maury, and he was working right up until, that was his last movie, and he was working right up till the end, you know.
You hate that word, don't you, spiritual? You think it's just touchy-feely stuff, huh?
Well, I guess I just don't understand it.
We must love one another or die. It's a very simple lesson, Mitch. Good student like you shouldn't have any trouble with.
How cool is that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, well, imagine when you have a real life.
Did you get to spend a lot of time with him?
A good amount, yeah. And he was, because he was sick when he was making that movie, although people didn't know it, he started asking me a lot of questions about what I had gone through with the real Maury, because he was sort of trying to figure out the same things about his own life. And so I kind of got to know him at an interesting point in his life, because it was his last movie, and he was dying, basically, you know. So,
did you know that he was dying at the time?
I knew he was sick. We weren't supposed to say anything, but it was pretty obvious that it was serious.
Did he ever discuss that with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He would ask me, you know, what did Maury say about this? How did he handle this? Questions that you don't ask Tom unless you're going through it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a pretty interesting experience.
Wow, man. What a career he's had, you know. And I think that's, you know, he had a great life.
Yeah. Well, if you can be working right up to his age and still be doing those kind of roles and getting that kind of acclaim, then you have a pretty good career. I'd say you're pretty well on your way. You're not bad there.
Thank you.
You're doing okay.
Right.
You know, if you need a little help, you want me to write a book for you too, write a little part for you, and I'll think about it. You know,
I take you up on that.
They always say they throw your name around. It's so funny when they were making the movie Tuesdays with Maury, and now they're making a Broadway play, and they always go when they start saying who's going to play my part, and they go, well, maybe Tom Cruise would be interested, and I say, yeah, sure, go call him. Yeah, no problem. I'm sure. Yeah. So.
Well, that's cool. That's how it happens, you know?
Okay, well, I'm sure they'll be calling you in 5 minutes, so you better hang up. Yeah. Well, guys, this was really a terrific film. I, you know, sometimes you have to do these things, and you do the film, and you go, boy, what am I going to say about this? Because it was really terrible, and I am going to have to pretend I liked it. But this was a really intriguing film that I'll end up seeing two or three times just to make sure I didn't get something wrong. And are you guys going to end up working together again, you think? You did Jerry Maguire 5 years ago, and this one now, is it an every 5 year kind of thing?
I hope sooner than that. He's been writing while we've been on the road here, so I'm hoping that maybe there'll be a little something in there for me.
How about Spicoli Returns?
That's right.
Come on, Cameron.
Yeah,
you can build a whole film just on Tasty Buds and Cool Ways.
He's 35 and a stockbroker now.
Right. you know, he's 35 and he's a stockbroker now.
That is very cool. Well, I'll get right to work on that.
Okay. All right.
Well, if we see it in the theaters in a couple of years, we expect a couple tickets, all right?
Or at least a lawsuit.
That's right.
Well, now we'll settle for the tickets. We're not from Hollywood.
That's right.
All right.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you guys. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it.
Continued success with
Happy
the film.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care.
Tom Cruise and Cameron Crowe, Vanilla Sky is the name of the film. It is out there now, and it is a fascinating film, well worth seeing. And they're good guys. Mm-hmm.